Hello everyone and welcome to my review of Dusty. Events surrounding this biographical musical about singer Dusty Springfield are something of a drama in themselves. It first opened in May for what was going to be a limited run, but immediately ran into trouble when the press night had to be postponed because of technical difficulties. Since then, it's taken on soap opera proportions, with nearly all the cast, including the leading lady and the director, being replaced, and ongoing stories leaking out about unrest backstage. Now, after some 12 weeks of previews, the production has finally had its official opening and press night. But sadly, I have to say, whatever fixes were implemented since those early problems, they really haven't worked, because this is a hugely disappointing show. Frankly, the mind boggles as to just how bad it must have been before. It really doesn't know what it wants to be, with its clumsy mix of audiovisual effects and traditional musical theatre making it an uneven and unengaging show. While Alison Arnop is no Dusty, she has a decent enough voice, but she's frequently sidelined in favour of projected videos of the real thing. If anything, the audiovisual content, which was one of the show's big selling points, saps what little energy there is and is certainly not as cutting edge as the publicity tells us. One hologram on the night I went was hopelessly out of sync with the music and just made the whole thing even more cheap and tacky than it already felt. A much-needed shot of vibrancy at the start of the second act comes from Whitney White as Martha, of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas fame, but it's too little, way too late, and while the cast soldier gamely on, they're saddled with a banal script that ponderously ticks off events in Dusty's life, but steers clear of the real darkness of her later years. The result is a show full of one-dimensional characters that don't have any development arc at all. Dusty Springfield's real story is one that a writer and an actress could really get their teeth into, but here it's reduced to a flat and unmoving chronicle of her life. Dusty proves a point that is often made about jukebox musicals, that you can't just take a back catalogue, however impressive it might be, and stick it up there on the stage. There has to be some sort of story to engage the audience. Here we get to see some great video footage of the real lady, but you could watch those on YouTube because the show surrounding them is woefully poor. Dusty continues at the Charing Cross Theatre. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.